USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are spending the weekend in Scotland ahead of the president's visit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, we are hearing that after the meeting that the president has with the Russian president, there will be a press conference. A New Orleans zoo is expected to open Sunday after a jaguar escaped its habitat and killed six other animals. Kyle Burks is the zoo's vice president and managing director. He explains what happened.
This morning at about 7:20, one of our staff saw that our three-year-old male jaguar, Valerio, was outside of his enclosure. The situation was resolved by 8:15 a.m. when he was returned to the building where he lives. But while there were no human injuries, we did suffer the sad loss of four alpaca, one emu, and one fox that lived in nearby habitats. They were attacked.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow is giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
A truck driver shortage that's plaguing American businesses could be solved with the passage of new legislation, which would change a regulation that prevents anyone from under the age of 21 to being able to drive a commercial vehicle across state lines. Congressman Duncan Hunter, Republican from California, introduced the Drive Safe Act. He tells you why it would be a great idea.
Right now, 18-year-olds can drive commercial trucks, big rigs. They can drive those in every state. You have to get approval. You have to go through all the classes and get certified, and you can get your commercial driver's license in every state at 18 years old. However, you can't cross the state line, which means that nobody wants to do it at 18 years old, because if you cross the state line, you get paid more. If you don't cross state lines, meaning you're not 21 yet, you're not going to be paid as much. So that keeps a lot of the people that would get into the industry out of it.
The 12 boys and their coach rescued from a flooded cave in northern Thailand are recovering well and eager to go home to eat their favorite comfort food. They're expected to be discharged from the hospital this week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic and Republican senators will continue to meet with Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh next week. What do we really know about Kavanaugh, though? USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny has a few things on Kavanaugh.
In 2003, his confirmation to the D.C. Appellate Court was one of the most contentious and controversial hearings of all times. In fact, it stalled for 3 years over charges that he was had too much partisanship toward the Republican Party. In fact, it's kind of funny because one of the senators called him the Forrest Gump of the Republican Party. So, in fact, that was Dick Durbin. So he's an interesting, seems fairly conservative. He's come out and said in other opinions specifically that he clearly will uphold Roe v. Wade. However, he has discussed in some other opinions a little bit of wiggle room, ruling in favor of some restrictions for abortion. But generally, he's always said he will uphold Roe v. Wade. He was generally against the Affordable Care Act when it came before him. He generally has kind of struck down some Clean Air Act regulations that were eventually overturned by the Supreme Court. So he's generally conservative, and as most people know, he was the clerk for Justice Kennedy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.